श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति सपदं आदानस्तेनं दन्तैरिदं जाचे पुनः पुनः श्रीमद्रूपदं भोजधूलि स्यात् मम जन्मनि जन्म.
We have read the explanation of Swamiji that we are all disease persons. The diseases are of two kinds, one in this material body and another is in heart. Devotees, then, those who are real devotees, they don't worry for bodily disease. Only they care for what disease? And that heart disease, what is that heart disease? If mind is cleaned, then everything is okay. If heart is cleaned, having duplicity and others what?
Hypocrisy.
More? You have come? Very good. So, our real disease is in our heart. And what is that heart disease?
Avidya, ignorance.
Sridharoga. Srila Vyasadeva or Srila Sukadeva Goswami has cleared it. Here, in heart, so strong disease, that Hrida Rog. Hrida Rog means Kam Rog. What is Kam Rog?
Lust.
Lust for worldly. So if duplicity, hypocrisy, cheat others, this motive is there. This is dangerous. Anyone is full of ignorance, he is weak, no heart. He should be sincere. And if a man has so much duplicity and all these bad things, he cannot progress. Never. He may do 1 lakh of harinam, whole day doing all these things. But he will always try to cheat others by worldly things, to take money, to have praise, that his name and fame should worldly go here and there for these things. Because he is not sincere. Especially the lust, Hridro. How it will go? Only there is one way, to chant name in the association of any higher Vaishnava, who has cleaned his heart, whose heart is cleaned and purified. He has so much developed his Krishna prey in his guidance always, obeying him, being in Vrindavan, if not by outwardly, inwardly, by mind, he should be in Vrindavan. Then this heart will be clean. First bhakti will come, everything will go away, then bhakti will come. Never it is not. This is not authentic siddhant. Then bhakti will come gradually, and by the power of bhakti, itself, without any effort, this hritarog will go. idancha vishnu na vajubad idancha vishnu shraddhanvita anushriya shraddhanvita anushriya means with shraddha with great honor sincerely anushriyat means always continuously hearing how with so much affection and love and honor to be established in that always continuously without break then anushriya athavarnayeja and after that he is what
describing
what thing it has been told in Ras Leela Prasanga at the last when Ras Leela was ended stopped and after that Sukadeva Goswami is telling to Parikshit Maharaj those who will not hear they must hear the verb is that you must suniyat if you are not doing shraman not hearing then it is like a offense because Athar is telling Sukadeva Goswami is telling Vyas is telling and you are not obeying so you must hear and after hearing suniyat atabarniyadja bhakti param bhagavati pratilabhya then he will have bhakti first and then tilabhya kamam then kam comes what kam kam mane prem of krishna first will come and all hridarog all bad desires anything ignorance everything will go away if you are not hearing the pastimes of krishna satang prasangamam varjya sambidau it is so powerful well, I am not to do anything else parikshit maharaj never did anything he only heard and by this he went to golok vrindavan and served krishna so anishuryat you will have to hear this thing and by this you will know all tatvas jiva tatva maya tatva krishna tatva yoga maya tatva bhakti tatva prem tatva sadhan tatva everything will know and then gradually sadhan bhakti will come after that bhav bhakti will come and after that prem bhakti will come and krishna will be controlled by that very bhakta if anyone is trying only trying what trying to give up this disease but this disease is increasing developing and developing we should come in a proper process and this is to hear so he is saying the disease in heart if mind and heart is clean everything is clean don't take 20 times bath in sea or anywhere it will not do because fishes live always in water and they are so much impure and they have so much durgandha bad smell no if a fish will come jump from water and it will come no very nonsense gandha will come so always watching and do it will not do to clear the heart is only medicine what nivartatar shai rupagiyamana bhaushadhasrotri manobhirama ka uttam shloka gunanuvadat umanja virajjet pasubanu this is the way if he is vishayi he is coming having so much desires offensive anything bhakta Nirvisheshvadi, anyone, he should hear and chant name. That is the shloka in Bhagavata also, ki kami vishai nirvedva harinam sankirtani saptika sreshta etat nirvidyamananam ichchatam akuto bhayam yoginam nipanirnitam harer namanukirtanam harer nam cheto darpan marjanam bhav mahada vagnim. It will come from name. If we want that we should clear our heart, cheto darpan marjanam bhav mahada vagnirvapanam, we will do all these things and after that we will chant harinam. Absurd. You should, what you are, in where you are situated, in what stage you are, kami vishai bhogi, durjan, all you are, you should be, no harm. Be sincere and then chant harinam in the guidance of any Vaishnava. Cheto marjanam bhavati, after that cheto marjanam, is it will go. Bhava maha davagni, the fire of world will be
extinguished.
And all kinds of virtues will come. Vidya vadhu jivanam. Then, vidya vadhu jivanam. Who is Krishna? He is the jivanam of vidya rupi vadhu of Srimati Radhika. All vidya, essence is Srimati Radhika. He is Ladini Shakti. So without name, she will not come. Vidya vadhu jivanam anandam buddhi vardhanam. The ocean of endless ocean of ananda, pleasure will come. And then in the there in webs we will play here and there for always. You know? And at last we will dive in ocean of love and affection. Never we'll come to this mortal world. So begin Harinam where you are, from what is. And try to be sincere, not duplicit. Don't want any money, vaibhav, or any worldly things. But we will be strong for this only by chanting and remembering and hearing. First hear. If we are not hearing all these things, we will not be strong. So we should must hear and try to obey. The conclusion is that, what? In order to get free from material desire, you should read some. In 70, second, 70. In conclusion it is that.
The conclusion is that, in order to get free from the material disease, one must take to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra.
Don't try all other things. Don't tell that we should clear and then we will chant Harinam. Nowadays this is going on. We should not Harikatha, we should not associate, we should clear our heart and then chant Harinam. Never. If we have not come, we have heard from this, we have not come to be in one stage forever. We should try to be from Kanishka to Madhyam, Madhyam to Uttam. If you are not trying and you want to be always, forever, eternally in Kanishka, oh, it is good for you, you should be. But we will never wait for this. Always we should try to develop our Krishna consciousness. The key is in the hand of Uttam Vaishnava. So we should try to be in his association, always hearing. This will do very quickly. Go on.
The Krishna consciousness movement is especially meant for creating an atmosphere in which people can take to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra.
But if we make this atmosphere of Krishna consciousness in quarreling ourselves, having no honor for any Vaishnava, no faith in anyone, then atmosphere will go on. It will be ruined. And another for new fight are those who are sincere, they will go out of this Krishna consciousness. Now it is going on. So we should try to reform us to honor all Vaishnava. Those who will come, oh, very good atmosphere. We should chant Hari name. And if you are engaged in self, what? Bhog?
Enjoyment.
Others are not so foolish that they will not know. They will know. And thus, they will hate and they will go away. Only the bogus persons will come, and first they will be there, and they will make money, and after they will also go. So we should be like chaste, bona fide Vaishnava. Especially those who are preaching, they should be like this. So he wanted to do his Krishna consciousness movement especially meant for the creating an atmosphere in which people can take to the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. One must begin what?
One must begin with faith. And when this faith...
What faith? What faith? What is faith here? What is faith? That my chanting of Krishna name will give everything in my whole life. My life will be successful. Then there will be no need of going to university. Impersonal university. Only to go to the school of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj and Haridas in the university of... it will... Enough. So, Krishna can give anything in this world. We have seen Valmiki. He has faith in Krishna name. And his life was successful. Agastya took one chullu of water of sea, and he took all the water. Shankar and Brahma are doing all these things, functions, only by the grace of name grace. Swamiji Maharaj preached everywhere by the serving his holy master and preaching Krishna name and doing Krishna name. He was not worldly qualified. World has rejected him, his wife rejected him, his sons rejected him because he could not make any money. They all rejected him. But only name, in whole world he is worshipped by these things. We should try to be like that. That faith be like Haridas Thakur, who was bitten in 20 markets and his blood went, flesh went, only bones were there, and still chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. The person who was beating him, he told that, Prabhu, you should die. Otherwise, my whole family will die. Told, yes, I am dying. And he became like that person. They threw his body in Ganges. And they were now so satisfied and told to Kaji that, we have done marvelous. And he now dead, we have fell through his body. Ganges. After 1 hour they saw Haridas Thakur again in so healthy and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Hare Rama,
again chanting, and he came from the Ganges and went to his place. All were wondered how it became. He was dead, no bone, nothing was there, and still he is coming like before, more healthy. Then they told that he is Jindapir. Jindapir means a person who is like demigod in his life. A man can be, by his impressions, activities, after so many long time, long so births. But in lifetime he became like demigod. So, you know, Agastya, he did like so. Ever told that my ex, she has taken, and he is not returning, and the bird was weeping. Valmiki, Agastya Rishi told to see, went to see and told, oh, she is so weeping, you should return his ex. But he never heard. Then he took water and took it. Whole she was dried, and that egg was given to that. So, you know that the history of Sanatana Goswami, he threw his chintamani in Jamuna and he was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He never remembered that I have a chintamani anywhere. No use, because he has so many chintamanis. What the chintamanis were? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama.
So you will have a firm, strong belief that by name everything can be achieved. Liberation, swarga, vaibhav, rajya, anything. Want to be president of not America only, but the whole world, you, by chanting Hari Name it will be. Have a strong faith on this. But we have no faith. When we go to serve Gurudev, 75 we keep in our pocket and 25 giving. Gurudev does not know or not know. Krishna knows or not know. They are cheating Krishna and Gurudev. Why? How they will be successful in this? So have a faith on name. Then?
And when this faith is increased by chanting, a person can become a member of the society.
How his mood was so high. And now he is saying, he will be very sad. That they are not honoring any Vaishnava. What to tell Kanishtha Adhikari? They are not going to honor anyone. So, we are...
We are sending Sankirtan parties all over the world, and they are experiencing that even in the remotest part of the world, where there is no knowledge of Krishna, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra attracts thousands of men to our camp. In some areas, people begin to imitate the devotees by shaving their heads and chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra only a few days after hearing the mantra. This may be imitative, but imitation of a good thing is desired. Some imitators gradually become interested in being initiated by the spiritual master and offer themselves for initiation. If one is sincere, he is initiated.
If one is sincere, but he is not sincere, he will be cheated. I think that I have been, Gurudeva has given mantra and I am initiated. Now I can initiate anyone. How process, he know, outwardly knows the process. He brings tulsi, keeps there. He brings from market very, very big, big. Mala. Very big. Not only little. Some, when I gave some smaller from market, they from Radha Kund or anywhere of 500 rupees. Oh, big, big. I cannot take in my hand. They thought that by doing so, Krishna will at once come. Krishna cannot come in 100 rupees or anywhere. So, if any is sincere, he will chant on, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on his Gopin's ghat, anywhere. But even for us, Tulsi Mala is so sacred and powerful. We should try. But don't use so many big. Smaller, not so big, not so small. Very easy. And try to take the mood of your Gurudev and serve him, his words. I took initiation and at same time, after some months, I left my Gurudev and I became myself Guru. No, this is not initiation. Suman?
No. One is sincere, he is initiated, and this stage is called Bhajana Kriya. One then actually engages in the service of the Lord by regularly chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 16 rounds daily.
He has told the, what is the meaning of 16 rounds before?
Minimum 16 rounds, nothing less.
To bring them in. And for Western country, devotees only, not for Indian. Gurudev never tells. We have not heard. We heard from only Swamiji that 16 at least. Because they are always engaged in all these things. So far, they have no time at all. So at least you should chant 16. Then, that it means not that if you are chanting 17th, then you are doing offense. Some are thinking, they told me that it is a very big offense to disobey Swamiji because he has told that you should chant only 16. So don't do like this. Otherwise, you will go in the party of Narayan Maharaj. He will tell that you should chant 1 lakh. Don't do, otherwise we will kick out. Yes. No. They know perhaps all.
Chanting 16 rounds daily and refraining from illicit sex, intoxicants.
This is clearing of heart. We should try to realize all these things properly. What?
Meeting.
And refraining from illicit sex. What?
Intoxicants.
And meat eating.
By Bhajana Kriya, one attains freedom from the contamination of materialistic life. He no longer goes to a restaurant or hotel to taste so-called palatable dishes.
But we see now, in a hidden way, they go to a restaurant and they do so many bad things. We should be satisfied by Mahaprasad only.
Nor does he care to smoke or drink tea or coffee. He not only refrains from illicit sex, but avoids sex life entirely. Nor is he interested in wasting his time in speculating or gambling. In this way, it is to be understood that one is becoming cleansed of unwanted things, anartha-nivritti. The word anartha refers to unwanted things. Anarthas are vanquished when one becomes attached to the Krishna consciousness movement. When a person is relieved from unwanted things, he becomes fixed in executing his Krishna activities. Indeed, he becomes attached to such activities and experiences ecstasy in executing devotional service. This is called bhav, the preliminary awakening of dormant love of Godhead. Thus the conditioned soul becomes free.
If sadhana is done to realize bhav, to attain bhav, then it is sadhana, otherwise not sadhana. Understand? We should know at first what is sadhana, what is our object. First our object, then sadhana bhakti. We should know all these things. What is bhav? What is prem? Then you can do anything for attaining bhav, then that will be sadhana. And if you want to attain prem from the stage of bhav, then it will be bhav bhakti, otherwise not. So we will have to know all these things. Whole life, sadhana bhakti, and not that sadhana bhakti is real, not for done for bhakti, sadhana bhava bhakti. Then it must be not sarup siddha bhakti, and yog, tapasya and all other things, not pure. If you are not going to a high stage of Vaishnava, how we can know all these things, and how we can enter in practicing? So he is called then bhav.
The preliminary awakening of dormant love of Godhead. Thus the conditioned soul becomes free from material existence and loses interest in the bodily conception of life, including material opulence, material knowledge, and material attraction of all varieties. At such a time, one can understand who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and what his Maya is. Although Maya may be present, it cannot disturb a devotee once he attains the bhava stage.
Maya cannot touch that devotee. Sometimes an occasion can come that he should be angry, but he will not be angry. There are some symptoms of bhav, where whether really you have attained bhav or not. That sloka is shantir avyaktakalattam virakti manushunyata asabanda samutkanta namgane sadaruchi asaktitad gunakhyane priti tad basatya sthale ityad bhava sujjat bhavankurijan. If there is bhav, there are some symptoms. If you are doing sadhana bhakti, there are some system. If Krishna prem is there are some symptoms. We will know all these by all these symptoms. What are these systems? You will have to go to Rup Goswami in Bhakti Rasam Sindhu and you will have to see. And or to hear from any bona fide Vaishnava. No, there is a way. Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastri, Law Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhya. Even a very, very short time will change your whole life. So,
Maya cannot disturb a devotee when he attains.
Maya cannot touch it. Abhyartha Kalottam, Virakti, Manas. Time, on occasion may come that you be angry, but he will not be angry. It may be sometimes that you are disturbed so much by worldly things, but totally will not be disturbed at all. Like Ambarish Maharaj, he was just standing one day, doing like this. The death was coming and seeing he was so shy. Prahlad Maharaj, Haridas Thakur, we can see all these things. Go on.
This is because a devotee can see the real position of Maya. Maya means forgetfulness of Krishna, and forgetfulness of Krishna and Krishna consciousness stand side by side like light and shadow. If one remains in shadow, he cannot enjoy the facilities offered by light. And if one remains in light, he cannot be disturbed by the darkness of shadow. By taking to Krishna consciousness, one gradually becomes liberated and remains in light. Indeed, he does not even touch the darkness. As confirmed in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila 22:31, Krishna Surya Sama Maya Haya Andhakara, Jahan Krishna Tahan Nahi Mayara Adhikara. Krishna is compared to sunshine, and Maya is compared to darkness. Wherever there is sunshine, there cannot be darkness. As soon as one takes to Krishna consciousness, the darkness of illusion, the influence of the external energy, will immediately vanish.
Yes. Actually, I was reading and giving class of this book, The Nature of Instructions, only for the 8th slok. My main purpose was to give an idea, outline of this slok. The purpose of all kinds of teachings. Here teaching means the teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Rupa Goswami. If you are following this, to follow this slok, 7 kinds of slokas has been explained there. Only to realize this slok. So, tannama rupa charitadi sukirtananu smityo krameena rasana manasi niyojya tisthana braje tadanuragi jananugami kalam nae dakhilami ityupadesha saram. Rupa Goswami is telling, I'm now telling the sum and substance of all upadeshas taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By this slok, following, you can attend easily Krishna Prem, which is our life of goal of our lives, object of our life. So he is telling, Tannam Rupa Charitadi. I read the translation.
The essence of all advice is that one should utilize one's full time, 24 hours a day, in nicely chanting and remembering the Lord's divine name, transcendental form, qualities, and eternal pastimes, thereby gradually engaging one's tongue and mind. In this way, one should reside in Braj, Goloka Vrindavan Dham, and serve Krishna under the guidance of devotees. One should follow in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees who are deeply attached to his devotional service.
We will explain it. I want to read one stanza, 75, in the transcendental realm. Because today, in evening, so many persons will go. So I want to touch that thing, mood, in transcendental realm of Braja.
In the transcendental realm of Braja, one should serve the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna with a feeling similar to that of his associates. And one should place himself under the direct guidance of a particular associate of Krishna and should follow in his footsteps. This method is applicable both in the stage of sadhana, spiritual practices executed while in the stage of bondage, and in the stage of sadhya, God realization, when one is a siddha purusha or a spiritually perfect soul.
Swamiji is quoting here one shloka of Rupa Goswami from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. For this slok. And slok is that seva sadhaka rupena siddha rupena cha atrahi tad bhav lipsuna karya Braja Lokanu Sharata. The meaning is so deep but vivid that Rupa Goswami is telling that if you want to serve Krishna, then you should have a sadhan like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told. What is that sadhan? What is the process? He is telling. Seva sadhak rupena. You should serve like sadhak and also like siddha. Like we are giving an example. Rupa and Sanatana are all six Goswami and or Acharya, especially Rupa Raghunath. No? How they are serving? Sankhya Purvaka Namagan Natibhi Kala Prasani Kritau Nidrahar Biharaka Divijitau Chatanta Dinau Chidu Radha Krishna Gunasmate Madhurimandena Sammohitau Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghujugau Sri Jiva Gopalakau. Swamiji always used to recite this song with tears in his eyes, very, very honorably, with deep love and affection. Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gannativi, this is sadhan. Of what thing? To attain bhav. Sankhya Purvaka. Not less than 1 lakh, 2 lakhs, 3 lakhs. All the associates, like Rupa Raghunath, were doing always daily. Sankhya Purvaka Nam. Gan. What gan? Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite Radhe Jai Jai Madhava. Again, Govinda Damo Dara Madhaveti Govinda Damo Dara Madhaveti Govinda Damo Dara Madhaveti Govinda Damo Dara Madhaveti Namami Nanda Nandanam Namami Nanda Nandanam Namami Nanda Nandanam Namami Nandanam. Like this, 2, 3, 4 hours observed Sankhya Purvaka Nam Gan Bandana Bhajami Radham Marabinda Netram Smarabhi Radham Anusmitasyam Badami Radham Karuna Bharadram Tato Mamannasti Gatirnaka. Always I am doing bhajan. My doing bhajan of Radhika. Always what? Remembering Radhika lotus feet. From mouth uttering Radhe Radhe Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Why? Srimati Radhika is unlimited merciful, more than Krishna. Tavai Vasmi, Tavai Vasmi. Like this, so bandana always. After that, doing pranam. Ashtang pranam. Shastang pranam. Shastang pranam, you know? Desh. Hands, toe, holding. And heart, inner heart, by speech, telling Hare Krishna, and doing like this. These 8 things should be there. Then Ashtang Pranam. To whom? Radha Govind, Radha Gopinath, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Damodar, Radha Shyamasundar, Radha Raman, Radha Gokulananda, Radha माधव, आराधा विनोद बिहारी, आराधा बंक बिहारी जी, आराधा वल्लभ, राधा गिरधारी, सो एंड द प्लेसेस ऑफ पास्ट टाइम्स। वेट, नंद बाबा महाराज की जय हो, नंद बाबा की जय हो, यशोदा मैया की जय हो, कृष्ण कन्हैया की जय हो, दाऊ भैया की जय हो, रोनी मैया की जय हो, रसीली रसोईया की जय हो, एंड ऑल दिस थिंग्स। तो बरसाना वेंट, बरसाना की जय हो, वृषभानु बाबा की जय, कृतिका मैया के, श्रीदाम भैया की जय हो, लादनी महाभाव स्वरूपा मम आराध्या श्रीमती राधिका जी की जय हो, जय हो अनंग मंजरी की जय हो, जय है टू ऑल दी प्लेसेस देयर। तो वृंदावन, निधवन, बंसी भट्ट, टू जमुना, टू गिरिराज गोवर्धन, टू राधा कुंड श्याम कुंड, लैक्स फोर आवर्स, नो फोर आवर्स 24, if you will there do then fail, will remember and they will fell faint and they will roll down always। Ha Radhe, ha he Radhe, Braj Devi ke chalalite, he Nand suno kuta, Shri Kalpa Pada Patale Kalindi banne kuta, Ghoshantavit Sarvato Khedai Maha। So this is called sadhan। So these are outer sadhan, not inner। Inner sadhan is more developed, always sinking in the, playing in the webs of Radha and Krishna love, in the ocean of prem, unlimited ocean. This is sadhana. And internally where? Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari, Raghunatha Goswami is Pratim. They are serving always Radha Krishna conjugal, fanning sometimes, sometimes messaging Srimati Radhika. Sometimes Krishna is telling, come on, and these are saying, no, we will not come. They are hiding on the back of Srimati Radhika. This is service. Sometimes battle not. What service is more? Raghunath Das Goswami has told in his Bilap, no, in his Stavavali, he has told, Paniya, ताम्बूलार्पण पाद मर्दन पयोदानाभिषारादि बिंदारण्य महेश्वरी तोषयंती प्रिया प्राण प्रेषखी कुलादपि किला संकोचिता भूमिका केलि भूमि स्वरूप मंजरी मुखा तद्दासिका। दिस दर्शन, सो ही इज टेलिंग सिद्ध रूपेण, दिस इज सिद्ध रूपेण एंड साधक रूपेण, व्हाट आई टोल्ड संख्या पूर्वक नाम गानोति, दे इज ऑल always in 24 hours weeping bitterly, rolling down on the bank of Radha Kund and Shyam Kund, sometimes in Vrindavan, Seva Kund, Bansi Bhatt here on the bank of Yamuna, like these are sadhana. Only note that we should give books and 75 sources keep in our pocket. In beginning Swamiji told like all these things. Without this we cannot go up, but forever we will do only this and not coming in this line. That is why he sent me, he told me that go and help devotees, otherwise they will dry and give it on this Krishna consciousness and they are going here and there. If anyone will not test and advance, how can they be stay in this movement? If river is not flowing and water is stopped, then it will be rotten. And after that it will dry. So bhakti is like a current, or bhakti will surely go up. And if it is not going, by this way, that he has telling. So we should try to realize all these things and do bhajan like this. I've given only a test, very little. Otherwise they will tell Narayan Maharaj is sahajya and he is telling all these things. Flatly they will tell. I think that up till now, in 7-8 days, I'm giving the Srimad Bhagavatam, what I have told. Actually, Prahlad Maharaj, Ajamil, Nishing Bhagwan, and all others. Prabhringni. But if I am not touching Braja Leela, then it is all bogus. No? All bogus. So I should touch something and give you some test that you should not fall down. Otherwise you will fall down. Gradually. But today is finished. I have given only very touch. Finish. So you should be have a very little
greed
for this. And if you have greed, then I will give so much. Gaur Pramanam. Yes. Why weeping? Yes. No. Namami Nandanam. Namami Nandanam. Namami I forget to tell one thing. Swamiji has written that even in the stage of bondage. What is the meaning? What he wants to tell? In the stage of bondage, man, if you are?
Still.
So you should hear. What? Damodar Leela we must hear. How Krishna took birth in both places, in Mathura and also in Hideway to Gokul, how he was. He tested Vatsalya Ras and other things. So we will hear it in bondage stage. We will be liberated, then we will be qualified, this is wrong and totally false. So now you should go. I will explain it in tomorrow.
Namami Nandanam, Namami Nandanam, Namami Nandanam, Namami Nandanam.
Nandanam Nama Makheshwari Kriyeshwari
Saneshwari Sureshwari Rameshwari, Chameshwari, Namodakananeshwari, Rajeshwari, Rajavite, Shiradite, Namastute, Rajavite, Shiradite, Namastute,
Gaur Pramana,
Bless.
We will again meet in evening at about 5:30.
Namaste, 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 Namaste
Nibeshi Radhike
Namostute. Gaur Pramana.
Hari Namo.
Yes.